Back in 2017, a boy called Jeremy wrote this letter to Santa. Dear Santa, I'm writing this on the day after Xmas, and I'm very sad I only received one of the two presents I asked for. Since you ate my cookies, I will assume my missing gift was a mistake. I will give you 1 week to fix this. Jeremy. Santa didn't adhere to Jeremy's demand. He wrote this letter back. Dear Jeremy, I'm so sorry you're disappointed with your presents. You asked for two very expensive presents, and Santa can only do so much. You need to learn to be grateful for what you have, not upset about what you don't. If you continue to complain, I will have no choice but to add you to the naughty list next year. Santa. Santa's response made Jeremy very, very angry. Dear Fatty. Dear Fatty, your threats don't scare me. I played your game and you did not deliver. This is not okay. I will give you 1 week and then you will pay. Jeremy. P.S. I don't know why you care that it's expensive when you have all the slaves to make things for you, and I think you're naughty for having slaves. But it didn't stop there. Santa responded, Dear Jeremy, you are being a very bad little boy. Because you can't be happy with what you have, I've talked to your parents and told them to take away your Wii U. Now you have nothing. Once you learn to be grateful, perhaps you can have it back. I'm very disappointed in you, Jeremy. You will need to be an extra good boy if you want to make it back on the nice list. Santa. The final letter from Jeremy read, Dear Santa, I do not like that stunt you pulled with my parents. You are on my naughty list now. Be afraid. You look slow and easy to kill. Enjoy your cookies next year because they will be poison. I hope you die. True story. Jeremy sounds quite horrid, doesn't he? And someone that none of us would want to mess with. So demanding. And yet, you know, doesn't it remind us of something of the Christmas story? That journey. Oh, you and I did this the other day. The journey to Bethlehem starts with a demand from a ruler that you really didn't mess with. Octavianus, who was the adopted son of Julius Caesar, who went by the name of Caesar Augustus, called for a census of the entire Roman world to assess its worth with the intention of demanding more taxes. More taxes to fund his luxurious lifestyle, to maintain a strong military presence, to build infrastructure, and to provide the resources for future campaigns to conquer the world. Augustus was a man who was so believed that he was in charge that after his death he was made a god. Joseph, like thousands of others, had no choice but to comply with him. And so Joseph and Mary made that arduous 80-mile journey to Bethlehem. Joseph returning to the place where he grew up with his heavily pregnant, not yet wife. The journey was so inconvenient. Couldn't it have waited until after the baby had come? It was costly. Joseph couldn't work while he was travelling. And it was awkward. As he went home, there would be more explanations about angels and dreams and divorce thoughts that got turned around, questions about how could Joseph be sure, and wasn't he being a bit naive? Mary and Joseph, in this journey to Bethlehem, they were victims of government bureaucracy, facing rising costs because of decisions made by the powers that be without any consideration for the ordinary men and women in that area. And I wonder whether sometimes, does that resonate with us? Do we ever feel that we're being asked to dance to the tune of people who appear to be out of touch with our very real lives? The Christian Christmas story starts with a demand from an imperial overlord. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. But that's not where the story ends. It finishes with the birth of a baby, a gift from God, who is Lord over all. A child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, he will rule over us, and he will be called Wonderful Advisor and Mighty God. He will also be called Father who lives forever and Prince who brings peace. Caesar Augustus thought he was in charge, but the irony of his demand for a census put Mary and Joseph exactly where centuries before the prophets had predicted Jesus would be born. Funny that. The Christmas story reminds us that God's power is so much greater than any power in this world, any other ruler that is over us on earth. And God isn't like other powerful rulers who demand from us. Instead, God gives. He gives us the gift of himself in the form of a baby who will grow up to be saviour of the world. Jesus is God's gift to us. He's not God's demand. Receiving God's gift of Jesus is an invitation. It's not an obligation. We can say no, thank you. But if we say yes, we discover very quickly that life with Jesus isn't about following rules and regulations, but it's about building a relationship. We live in a world that is full of demands on our money, time, our health, our well-being, and sometimes these demands are so great that they impact our honesty and our integrity, our character and our personality. And maybe as the world rubs off on us, we become a little more demanding, like that little boy Jeremy, than we care to admit to. Jesus, God's gift, changes that. Following Jesus changes us from being demanding people into people that know how to give because we've received from God first. Jesus changes the way we live because we can live released and free to know that whatever powers rule over us, God is above them all. He has our back and he is on our side. He's for us even when the world gives us nothing but demand. The Christmas story starts with a demand, but it ends with a gift. And I wonder, have you received the gift of Jesus in your life? Is there room for him? in your world. If you'd like to know more about following Jesus, please talk to us or sign up for our Alpha course that's starting in January. Maybe you want to say yes to Jesus today. God doesn't demand. He only ever invites and gives. Let's pray. Lord God, you know life is hard for some of us. Sometimes we feel like a pawn in someone else's game. We feel that we've got nothing more to give, and yet still someone else out there wants more. Lord, we recognize that sometimes to survive, we become demanding when we see opportunity to get our own way. Lord, sometimes we can even be bullying or manipulative for our own good. God, we don't like being on the receiving end, and nor do we like ourselves when we behave in that way. So this Christmas, Lord God, would you give us the gift of faith? Faith that we can believe you are higher than all the other powers at work in the world and greater than the powers that are at work within ourselves. God, save us, we pray. Lord, help us to receive your invitation to make room for you and discover what freedom and giving might really look like. Amen.